Welcome back to another episode of the SB Live Arizona High School Sports Podcast. I'm your host, Brittany Boyer, and today we're going to be breaking down some of the things you can see from some of the East Valley girls basketball teams this season on the court. Now, not only did I get a chance to hit up Chandler Unified's Winter Media Day, I also got out to the Santan Valley to chat with Poston Butte about what we can expect to see from the Broncos this year. So let's first start by talking with Poston Butte and head coach Savannah Bix and get to hear what she has to say about the Broncos and what they're bringing to the court this year. So I know that they've been working hard. Obviously, you can tell they're pretty quick. You did talk to them about how they have to be fast, and it really will help you guys set up the defense so you can set up your offense. So how do you feel about your girls going into this season with that kind of a mentality?
Well, in a perfect world, we never have to run an offensive set ever just because offense is kind of our weak suit, which I would rather have it that way rather than vice versa. But we'll be all right. I think we'll definitely just fluster teams, you know, defensively. And we got a bunch of kids that are just super athletic and can, you know, get after people. And the fundamental side is still coming, and the offensive skill side is still coming. But I'm excited. I'm excited that a lot of these kids I've had, like the senior class I've had since they were freshmen. I even coached them that year on the freshman and varsity team. And now they're really mature, and there's a lot of leadership. And so that's the stuff I'm most excited about.
Now, they're all talking about how they're super excited to play in the Payson tournament. Well, two of them said that they're excited to play in any game this year, but there were a couple that specifically were like, Sholo, we're coming for you. So how do you feel about that tournament, and is there any other games? Like, are you guys doing the Nike tournament this year or no?
No, we didn't get into the Nike, unfortunately. Literally political, but Sholo is just because obviously Alex played for us last year and she's back at Sholo now, so you know they're all super close, and yeah, that's just kind of personal to them. You know, I want her to do well, and so I don't, you know, that's just another game to me. I think all of our region games I'm most excited for, mostly because it's a new region. The only same team we have from last year is Combs, and for some reason Combs is always a big intense game, even though in my opinion it shouldn't necessarily be. But I'm excited to play like ACP because we've never played them, and they're on the rise with like every sport right now, so I'm kind of excited to see, you know, what they've got. Same thing with Eastmark, those two areas are just blowing up, and kind of welcome them to 4A. Always excited to play Mesquite, you know, and Seton Catholic. I have the utmost respect for those two coaches, and they were coaching when I was playing, and so I personally feel probably the most excited for like those games because it's like a coaching rivalry rather than like a high school rivalry. So yeah, I'm excited about those, but kind of to piggyback off them, I'm excited for every game. I'm just excited to get after it.
Now, you have quite a few returning girls this year. What are you expecting them to bring to the table in terms of their leadership qualities on the court when things might not be going your way?
Just setting the standard, being vocal all the time, controlling what you can control. That's what we talk about a lot, is like our energy and our attitude, like two things that we can control always that you know, should never waver no matter what. Like Adriana brings a sense of toughness that is just unheard of in a lot of high school girls, and Helena's always kind of been in Adriana's shadow, but I don't really think that's the case so much anymore. And just like kids that know me and know my system and know my expectations. We don't have a lot of new kids. Like all the kids are pretty familiar with me. This is the first year we don't have a freshman on the roster, so nobody's like brand new to me. So everyone knows, and that's kind of like, I feel like we're already one step ahead than we normally are at this point in the season, just because I don't have to start from square one. We're at, you know, square like 3.5.
That's always nice. Yes. I talked to the girls. I know you were talking about playing in a different region too, but they're excited because they feel like other people are going to get to see what they bring to the table, and they're going to get to be exposed a little bit more. And the region you guys were in before was a little bit weaker, so obviously people aren't necessarily expecting as much from you guys, but you guys definitely have the potential to shock some people. So how are you going to keep the girls mentally locked in this year so they can not lose track of that if things kind of start, you know, you struggle game, it's okay, you're still in it.
We talk about short-term memory a lot with good and bad things, like not celebrating things for too long and not hanging our heads for too long. So that for one. And for two, we had a long talk like day one about, as long as we work hard every day and we get 1% better every day, the results will kind of just take care of themselves. So we're not really looking like, we're not putting, you know, region championship on the board. We're not putting, you know, get to the Elite Eight. We're not putting any goals like that. It's just get 1% better every day and focus on that task, and the rest will take care of itself. And just coming out and knowing that you work your butt off every day in practice, and you know you deserve to be where you're at, and letting you know the results will just kind of take care of themselves at that point. So that's kind of our mentality.
So you talked about this group being kind of the first group that you coached on varsity and freshman. So how special is this season going to be for you, especially come like senior night when you got to kind of say goodbye to some of them?
Yeah, I'm a big baby, so I'm going to be a mess, to be honest with you. So this is my fifth year at Poston, but the seniors last year, neither of them started at Poston Butte. They were both kids that moved. And so this is my first class that I saw them play in our feeder schools and then had them their freshman year, and they were a bunch of knuckleheads. And now seeing them grow into, like, young women, I definitely won't go too in depth with it right now because I'll get emotional, but it's just incredible. I have such a close bond with the seniors, and we've been through a lot together on both ends, and just again seeing them grow from knuckleheaded 14-year-olds to, you know, about to go on to college and on their own, and see them go through heartbreaks and get their first jobs and help them learn how to drive. And so it's definitely a bond way beyond basketball. And so senior night is going to be lots of tears, but in a good way. And luckily, as long as we take care of business, it won't be the last time we play on our floor. So that's also our mentality.
You also told me you had some youngsters. Do you want to give me a little breakdown on who they are and what they bring to the table for you?
Yeah, so we obviously have Samira Gray, who's a sophomore, and she'll be our starting point guard this year, which is a lot to take on as a sophomore, but that kid is crazy talented. As long as she doesn't get in her own way and, get in her head, she'll do crazy things. Like, I think she'll be the best player to ever come out of Poston Butte thus far. Mm-hmm. And she's kind of finally coming into that leadership role of a point guard, and she's just kind of really tapping into what she can actually do. It's just her mental game. She's got to be a little mentally stronger, and she's got to not be so hard on herself. But she brings a dynamic that I've never had before, especially another year under her belt. And then we got a kid named Autumn Thomas. She's a sophomore. She's actually supposed to be a freshman. Super young, 14-year-old kid, but was one of our best JV players last year, and she came in and played a lot of minutes with us over the summer and in the fall, and stepped up big time. And she brings an element of athleticism that, it fits right into what we do, so it's not like really having anybody new. And other than that, I mean, I've always year after year said we were a young team. This is kind of the first year I'm saying we're not a young team, but we do have those two sophomores. And then Julia Harris, obviously, she's a junior, so not super young, but still kind of figuring some things out. She's a defensive phenom, and then once she figures out offense, it's over for sure. She's actually, her main thing is track, and so I think, she uses her speed and athleticism defensively, and once we can groom offense, she's going to be a tough kid to stop.
Coach Bix is incredibly passionate about girls basketball and bringing opportunities to the girls. So I absolutely love it so much when I get to see her players thriving on the court. She has one player who is a senior, Helena Bachman, who you cannot get confused with her sister, Adriana. They're twins, but she's really kind of grown into her own sort of little firecracker on the court. So let's talk to Helena about what she expects from the season and kind of what sets her a little bit apart from her sister, Adriana. If you want to start by just talking to me about how your guys' summer went and what you guys are working on right now leading up to the season.
Our summer was a little rough. We had a lot of new people, and people didn't know how to adjust to the varsity level. But with the season starting, everybody's realizing that it's serious now, and we look good. I think we're doing good. We're working on a lot of new things and doing our same thing. Go, go, go. Love that. Favorite thing, yeah.
You guys also have a couple returners who are really strong, yourself, your sister, Samirna, Julia. So it's talking about those girls who are going to be coming back this year. What are you looking forward to with your chemistry this year on the court, and what do you guys think you're going to be able to accomplish?
We've all played together, so chemistry is going to be good. And we know how we want to play this year, and we know that we want to go far. So I don't really know. We also have another girl that's going to be here too, so. Kyla, I don't know if you know her.
I don't know her yet.
She's the tall blonde, but okay. She's out of state right now. But
is she doing her army training thing?
She's with her brother.
Okay.
At army. But yeah, it's gonna be good.
What do you feel like you worked on improving the most this summer, and where do you feel like you still have the most to go?
I used to just sit on the 3-point line, and I drive now, And it's a big accomplishment for me because I'm scared of the ball. And I learned how to handle the ball and do something different because we did lose a point guard, so somebody has to fill the spot. And I feel like I've accomplished that.
Now, you guys also have a little bit of a different region that you're in this year. So you don't have to play Apache Junction twice. You're going to face a couple different teams. How are you feeling about the competition you're going to get to play against this year because it's a little bit of something new?
I'm excited because we've never played some of the teams that are in our region, but it's also going to be a lot tougher. And I think that we need the challenge because last region was just like we've played all the teams before. We know how to play. Like, mm-hmm. It was just like an easy thing for us. This year, we have to work for our title. And I think we could do it.
Is there any tournament that you're looking forward to playing in the most?
The Payson one. We're coming for you, Sholo.
All right. Is there anything else you want to add about Posen Butte basketball and what you guys have been working on out here or what you're expecting for this season?
Just don't underestimate underestimate us because we're coming for heads. Maybe before high school, but we're tough.
All right.
And thanks to Coach Bix. Shout out.
All right. Thank you so much. Do you want to start by telling me what you feel like the team improved the most on since last season?
Oh, yeah, I can. I think they improved a lot on offense. Like, our, like, dribbling, ball handling, like, ball movement has, like, increased, like, incredibly. Like, it's – you can see it, too.
Mm-hmm.
It's not – it might not be, like, the biggest improvement, but it's one step at a time, you know?
Mm-hmm. You guys have always been a really strong defensive team. You're not afraid to play defense. And Coach Bix talks about how you guys need to be fast because you're not necessarily like the strongest team in 4A, you know, when you look at Seton Catholics or Sal Points. So how do you feel like your guys' speed helps you set up the defense to be able to throw the offense off?
I think because we're all like really like the same speed.
Mm-hmm.
And like having like, if one person has like, as Coach says, a dog mentality, mm-hmm. then everybody wants that.
Yeah.
And then, so like we're small, so we have to create offense by defense and
mm-hmm.
work from there.
Well, you've done a great job of creating offense from defense the whole time you've played here. So how do you feel like you've helped to lead the other girls on the floor in those types of situations?
Because I show a really good leadership for them because it's like my last year, so I like to help out a lot more.
Mm-hmm.
And like me showing and like giving my full effort gives people like they want that too. Like they want the shine, they want the action, and that's what they should do.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that for everybody.
Both of the girls I talked to before, you said that they were the most excited to play in the, I think it was the Payson tournament, they said. That's coming up. What tournament are you the most excited to play in this year?
Honestly, I'm excited for all of them. I just love playing, but not any in particular.
I know you're in a different region this year as well. What are you looking forward to the most in terms of kind of getting to see different teams and get other people to see you and what you bring?
I kind of like it, especially as my last year. I want to set a good example for like the other teams that haven't seen us yet.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's like, oh, this region's going to be a lot harder, but like that's good competition for us. That gets us ready, you know, because we want to make a good run this year. And that's what we need.
I love it. Is there anything else you want to add about what you guys have been working on this summer, what you're anticipating from your team this year when you guys take the court, anything like that?
Just no one's ready yet. Just no one's ready.
All right. Thank you so much. So there's quite a bit to look forward to over at Posen Butte this year for the Broncos. And as they've mentioned, they're in a new region, and one of the teams they're excited to face is ACP. Well, I got a chance to catch up with the Knights at Chandler Unified's Media Day, who have their own set of stellar senior twins. Carmella and Skylar Baldwin, they both wear number 1 and 2 and complement each other really well on the court. So let's hear from the Baldwin twins about what we can expect from ACP this year as the school is currently booming with growth. You know, they just had their new campus that opened. So let's talk to the Baldwins about, you know, what we can expect as their team really is kind of had the opportunity to grow and change with them throughout the years.
I'm Skylar Baldwin. I'm a senior at ACP, the girls' basketball I'm team captain. This is my twin sister.
Yeah, I'm Carmella Baldwin. I'm point guard on the team, and I've been starting since my freshman year, and now I'm a senior, and Yeah.
So it's got to be exciting because you guys have seen the growth of ACP and it's changed so much. So to see where you guys are at now and the potential that you have, what are you looking forward to the most for your senior year?
Honestly, just to see success in the team, and we have a growing program and we're really excited for this season.
Yeah, we moved up a division this year, and being on a new campus, we've had so many more girls try out, and it's so cool to see like more like interest in the sport, and we're just excited to see like how we play, especially with like all the new girls.
So is there anyone who's new that you want to maybe give a shout out to? They might not be immediately eligible, but keep your eyes open for when they start hitting the court.
We have a new player. She's a transfer this year. Her name is Layla.
Layla Franklin, yes.
Yeah,
she's very talented.
She has some talent, so I'm excited to play with her this year.
Is there anyone that you feel like has been slept on your team or that had any like tremendous summer of growth that you want people to kind of keep an eye on or that you want to give a shout out to just for their hard work?
I think Jaylee Alds is a very talented player. She's got more playing time and I think you'll see a lot of new stuff from her this year.
Yeah, not really anyone in like specifically, but you can tell like this year a lot of people have improved, even like on JV as well, and they're just I'm looking forward to see like where they even go after this year.
Now I have to ask, because you guys are twins, I know a lot of times it's hard for people to tell you guys, or not you guys, but twins apart. You clearly both have your own identities, you look very different, but do you play really different on the court or do you play with a very similar style?
I'd say we complement each other very well. We love to play with each other. Our skills are,
like I play point guard and she's more like a shooting guard, so like we're always like looking for each other and just playing together, it's just fun.
Do you have that? People sometimes talk about like the twin connection. Do you ever have that on the court in certain moments where you just kind of know she's there, like in the vicinity?
Yeah, we have the twin telepathy. We always know where each other are.
Yeah,
and it's great.
I love it. I'm sorry, I just had to ask those kind of questions. I feel like they're kind of fun, but it's something I've always wondered. So is there anything else you guys want to share about ACP girls basketball before we wrap up?
Yeah, we're a growing program. We got lots of new coaches to the staff this year, and we actually have our first freshman team in a while. So now that we have three full teams, it's great, and we're just going to do really well this season. I'm very excited.
Yeah, and I'm excited to where this season is going to take us. Like, because a lot of the players on varsity this year are transfers, and it's just cool to see like how we have more talent coming in. And yeah. It's just exciting.
All right, girls, thank you so much. I appreciate it. They were so fun to talk to, and I'm super excited to get out and watch them play this year because, you know, for those of you who follow me on Twitter, you know I will definitely post highlights of any game I go out to. I still somehow have not seen the Knights play, so they're at the top of my list for coverage, you know. If you follow me on Twitter, you also know I try to get out to as many high school games as I can, especially during basketball season. This is my favorite season. I'm so pumped, but yeah. I followed up next by talking with two junior starters for the Hamilton Huskies who have gotten experience and have been playing varsity since they were freshmen. So with Hamilton's recent success throughout the years, let's hear what these girls have to say about the Huskies team that is going to be on the court this year.
I'm Brianna Summers. I'm a junior this year, and I play pretty much anywhere that I'm needed.
I'm Savannah Creel. I'm also a junior, and I'm a shooting guard.
So you guys have had so much talent throughout the years, but I know that you've been on varsity since you were a freshman. Were you on varsity since you were a freshman as well? So to see the team continue to grow, what are you looking forward to the most now that you're kind of an upperclassman?
I think that this year it's just going to be kind of the first season where it's really our team. Freshman year we had like seven seniors, and so we were just really, you know, supporting roles. And last year we were figuring out, you know, being sophomores and stuff like that. And then this year we're upperclassmen. We lost a few of our better players to transfers. And so I think this year we're really going to see like new leadership and new skills kind of shine through.
Yeah, and I agree on that. One person I want to shout out is Kayla. I feel like she's gotten a lot better like throughout the season, and like her shot has gotten a lot better too, and we're all just gonna have to step up, and like someone's gonna have to be a leader.
Now, I know there's so many girls tournaments that happen early November, even into December. Is there anyone that you guys are the most excited to play in this year in terms of like challenging yourselves?
Definitely always looking forward to the TOC. There's always good competition at the TOC. I know we are looking at a tournament in Flagstaff, and for that one, I'm just more excited about like team bonding. Our team, like, we're all like very close this year, and so I just think that it's just going to be a fun experience.
Yeah.
No, it's okay. You already shouted out Kayla. Is there anyone that you want to shout out in terms of someone you've seen really a ton of improvement with, or someone who comes in and works really hard, and even if they don't have the best practice, always has a good attitude to keep you guys up?
We have two seniors on the team, Marissa Kretsch and Marley Hebring. Both of them are coming off injuries. Last year, Marley didn't get to play. She had something with her spleen, and Missy tore her ACL twice. And so I think both of them are amazing shooters, amazing basketball players, and to see them like work so hard every day at practice, they come in, they do what they need to do. I'm really excited to see that translate this season onto the court.
Now, this year is when they start using the shot clock. So how excited are you guys to have an additional challenge added? Because if someone gets up on you, they can't necessarily run out the clock, but also you guys have to work a little quicker as well if you're in a tough situation. So,
I think we've gotten a little bit of experience from the shot clock, like over club ball. We had that like throughout the whole season. And I think it might actually benefit us because one of our like not our strength but our weakness is that we have some turnovers, and so I feel like if we have a shorter amount of time, then we'll be able to run our play and get a better shot. And also, like, one of the times we played Perry, like, they just threw the ball around and like wasted all the time, and that won't be able to happen this year.
And I mean, to add on to that, Hamilton has always been like a really pressure oriented team. We do a lot of pressing, we do a lot of like in your face type of defense, so the shot clock for us isn't necessarily going to affect our game as much because we play fast in the first place, but it'll be interesting to see teams last year that really utilize the no shot clock to their advantage and how they adapt to that.
Now, last question, with the open division as well this year, there are some really good teams in 4A, like South Point Catholic, that could have definitely come up last year and played you guys, and it could have been a great game. So what are you looking forward to the most in terms of the open division this year with competition?
I'm looking forward to playing new teams because we've always played like the same teams every single year. So I feel like it will give us more experience like to play the better teams that we have played, and like more practice along with it.
Yeah, and not only that, like more, the experience overall will just be more balanced. You have like often like really, really good teams and then really, really bad teams, and that's kind of like your season. But like with the open division, you kind of get these teams that are like kind of smaller, but they're still really, really competitive. And so that's gonna be fun to see this year as well.
All right, anything else you guys want to add about Hamilton Huskies girls basketball before I go?
I just want to add that we're coming. We're coming. We're underrated this year. We don't have, like, D1 commits, but we're coming. Competitive team. Watch out.
Yeah, I agree with that.
All right, I like it. And finally, I wrap things up by speaking with two of the girls from Basha about what this year's identity is going to be for the Bears on the court. You know, second-year head coach Chiniqua Bright said she has four freshmen on this year's varsity squad, and one of them was who was available to catch up with. So let's talk to the Bears, hear what they have to say, and what they're expecting this year when they take the court.
My name is Audrey O'Connor. I'm a freshman. My position is point guard, and I'm number 21.
I'm Sanaya Hornbeck. I'm a junior. My position is small forward / power forward, and my number is 22.
All right, so I know that Basha lost some seniors last year, and then you had a girl transfer, but you're only a freshman. I heard that there's four freshmen on the team this year. You guys have some young up-and-coming players. What can we be excited to see from you guys this year on the court?
You can be excited to see like our hard work because we've been working really hard in this off season. You can expect to see like high energy and just fun play that we've been working for this whole off season.
Going off what she was saying, there's definitely going to be high energy, especially with us being so young. So that means also we have more room to grow, and we actually would listen to the coaches more, as if older players, they kind of think they know everything already, and they wouldn't be more willing to grow and learn more things.
Now,
Coach Bright, I know, is in her second year at Basha, but I feel like she brings a whole new culture and a sense of pride and purpose for playing on the court. So how does she inspire you guys at practice each and every day, and what have been some of the biggest things you've taken away from her as your guys' coach?
She definitely brought like a whole new type of energy, and just she really cares for us and really wants the best for this program and our team. And some key things that she's brought is she's really focusing on our team bonding and getting that chemistry before the season, and just working on our competitiveness, discipline, and energy, which are key factors to being good basketball players and just in life.
Coach Bright definitely brings a different culture and energy to the program. I've had many coaches in the past, and she's definitely one of the best ones I've had. She makes sure that we're all together as one, no disrespecting each other, no disrespecting the coaches. It's kind of all like another family, and she wants us all to be really close. And I think that also leads us to grow more together and learn new things.
Now, you're coming back from an injury. How has that been for you, and what have been the biggest struggles for you so far in terms of overcoming that?
Throughout the entire process, especially my coaches, have been one of my biggest support systems other than my family. And I think that really helps me because it makes me want to come back and play, and I know that I'm going to have that support going back on the court, even if I'm not exactly the same as when I left. I know that I'll get there eventually. And I think that really just the support system has helped me the most. I have been scared of not being the best as I was before and maybe struggling to do things I was doing before, but I think that with everyone around me, I can do it.
Now, did you get to play at all in any of like the summer tournaments with Basha? So what was that experience like for you, getting to play a little bit of high school ball for the first time?
I was definitely nervous at first because it was a new team, a new school, like new coaches, everything. So I definitely wasn't used to it, but I feel like Coach Bright really brought me in and just kind of welcomed me and just made me feel really comfortable. And I was able to play to the best of my abilities during that time because of just that support from the coaches and just really good teammates around me.
Now, I know there's a ton of really, really good basketball tournaments coming up in the next couple weeks. Is there any one of them in particular that you guys are the most excited to go play in?
I'm most excited for the MLK tournament, mostly because I'm looking for the opportunity that I actually might be able to come back and play in that tournament. My recovery is almost over, and I think that if I work hard enough over the next few days and week, I think I might be able to play in that. And it also just means a lot to everyone in society. Being biracial and a female, and also having an all-black coaching staff that are also females, I think it means a lot for us to be able to have this opportunity and show what we've been working on and prove people wrong what we've been doing.
Yeah, I definitely agree. I'm really excited for that tournament. It's very important, and to honor MLK on that day and just show respect and like acceptance to him. And I'm also excited for the tournament that we're playing for Thanksgiving, just to kind of show how hard we've been working these past few months, and to really show people what we're about this season.
What Thanksgiving tournament is it? Do you know?
Yeah, it's like a McClintock tournament. Yeah.
Awesome. Is there anything else you ladies want to add about Basha basketball that we should know or be on the lookout for that we might be sleeping on?
Just expect really high energy, and just we're here to play and just show what we've been working on.
I say look out for a totally different program. This isn't the old Bachelor Girls Basketball you're used to seeing. It's going to be something completely new, and I think it's going to be a lot better than what it's been before.
And there were so many people to talk to. I was running out of time to get to catch up with everyone, so I didn't get a chance to talk with Castile or Chandler. I am very sorry about that if you play for either one of those teams, but I do want to thank Chandler Unified for putting on such a great event. It was absolutely amazing to have that many of your athletes come out to the same room for all of us to get a chance to talk to you guys. And, you know, I really look forward to the next one and hope that there's one for spring. So I hope that you all enjoyed this episode of the SB Live Arizona High School Sports Podcast. Be sure to follow us on social media at SB Live Arizona and be on the lookout for another podcast coming soon.